It's Wednesday, September 21st, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. AWS's MSSP partner program, MFA fatigue and its role in Uber's breach, and the iPhone 14's repairability change. This is the Business of Tech. A first-hand reporting account. The keynote for MSSP Alert Live in DC was a chat with Ryan Orsi from Amazon Web Services, focused on MSSPs and partners. His title, Worldwide Consulting Partner Practice Lead. I had a chance to ask a pair of questions at the event this week in DC. Did you know they have a security-focused partner program? You might not have. And interestingly, it has a set of standards around the deployment of AWS. Their plug, it's aws.amazon.com/MSSP. I focused on two questions. First, asking about the premise of security vendors selling tools like arms dealers and benefiting by having the problem. His answer was savvy. His focus was on operationalizing security into organizations. I'll take it. If the approach is to bake security in rather than a sold add-on, you can see it as a way to deploy solutions. Ryan also mentioned a vetting process and an audit for entering the program. So I asked, is the program about a small number of curated partners or broad engagement? His answer emphasized the audit. He walked the line to encourage recruitment, while the lead emphasis was on that vetting process. Scott Barlow of Sophos reinforced the intensity of this audit process on stage, citing his organization's work to get into the program. Why do we care? It's an insight into the security world. Not everyone can do it, and not everyone should. It's easy to say partner as the answer for adding capabilities, and I challenge that again. It's a good sales answer, but not a panacea. Not all organizations magically partner and solve the problem. There's going to need to be more vetting in the process to be sure. You can see it happening across the market, from the new cyber rules out of the government to programs like this. IT services companies need to be asking, can we do this? Let's report on another new tactic on the security front, MFA fatigue. What's this? Wear down your target by continually asking for authentication until the user grants it. From Bleeping Computer. An MFA fatigue attack is when a threat actor runs a script that attempts to log in with stolen credentials repeatedly, causing an endless stream of MFA to push requests to be sent to the account owner's mobile device. The goal is to keep this up day and night to break down the target's cybersecurity posture and inflict a sense of fatigue regarding these MFA prompts. While we're at it, targeting the smartphone was part of that Uber hack, targeting the phone as an entry point into the network. Text an Uber employee, claim to be IT, and reveal a password. That from the hacking group to the New York Times. Although Uber's version says it was a corporate password purchased on the dark web after a contractor's device was infected by malware, and that contractor was hit with multiple MFA requests, thus MFA fatigue. Why do we care? One can easily see how this works. Wear down the user until they finally say yes. Annoy them to submission. I'm hopeful the coming shifts to passkeys may help. May. I highlight this all from an awareness perspective. Roll this detail into your education. Users can report this kind of overwhelming asks rather than be worn down by it. A minor repair update. The team at iFixit has done an iPhone 14 breakdown and reported that the phone's internals have been significantly redesigned. So much so that the device is now considerably easier to repair. Vice Reporting here notes that it's likely a response to pressure from investors, customers, and even the government. Why do we care? I'm going to hold this up as an example of pressure working. Sure, it's not perfect. Repair requires Apple tools and software, but it's a move in the right direction. Repairability becomes a requirement by pressure, not by choice. Did you know Cisco helps manage services providers directly? Know about the Cisco Partner Program? Focused on helping partners combine managed services expertise and service creation with innovative Cisco technology and proven go-to-market resources, there's a program option for you. With provider pricing, MDF, and marketing resources, coupled with Cisco's leading technologies, including Meraki, Duo, and Umbrella, learn more with the link right in the show notes. Thanks for listening. Today is National Black Women's Equal Pay Day, something important to focus on, particularly based on this show. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.